Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Fitzgerald announced as Michigan State's head football coach. We discussed it a little bit yesterday, just the instant reaction of the hire. John, as he speaks today, he's going to lay out his vision for the program. We want to hear from you guys, and I want to have you lead this off. What are the expectations for a Pat Fitzgerald-led Michigan State football team? Define what success will look like for Fitzgerald in East Lansing. 248-539-9797. Phones and texts, 248-539-9797. 97-97.
So I expect, first of all, today's press conference to be two things. One, obviously talking to alumni and the fan base. More importantly, talking to recruits, because National Signing Day is tomorrow. And so he is going to be talking to those, because yes, he will pick up the phone and he'll be on the phone all day long talking to the recruits, watching film. Are this is a guy that I want to make sure that we stay committed to? And maybe his policy is going to be, hey, if we're just going to stay committed to all these guys because they're not going to have a full class, there will be some that will decommit, which we've already seen. But it's going to be recruiting Marsh. You know, hey, get on the phone to him. I know he entered the portal, but intends to enter the portal, but it's going to be, can I convince him? Is he a guy that I want to convince to come back? He's going to have to watch a film, talk to some coaches, blah, blah, blah. And I would encourage everyone, because I know there's a lot of local kids that are committed to Michigan State, give him a chance. And I know everybody's going to say, oh, well, you know, wouldn't you rather have them go to Michigan? I'm always going to be player first. And if you are committed to Michigan State, if you committed to Jonathan Smith, you have a major upgrade from Jonathan Smith to Pat Fitzgerald. Pat Fitzgerald coached teams are going to be disciplined. They're not going to beat themselves. I think the turnovers will go down. I think penalties will go down. I think all of those things where we use them as terms of we shot ourselves in the foot too many times. They're not going to be eliminated, but they will be minimized with a Pat Fitzgerald coach team. You are going to be disciplined. You're going to be motivated. And you are going to be a better team than maybe the, you know, quote unquote recruiting stars say.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean in year one? Are they 6-6? I haven't even looked at their schedule to see who they're playing in the Big Ten. Are they going to be a 7-win team, an 8-win team? I expect, without knowing some of those things, that they are going to be a bowl-eligible team.
So in year one, he's going to avoid Ohio State, Penn State, USC, and Indiana.
All right, so he's got Oregon, obviously, then.
He's got Oregon. Of course, he'll play at Michigan. They'll play at Notre Dame. But they're going to avoid a lot of the heavy hitters in year one.
Okay.
Which, we'll see what year one even looks like from roster construction and all that stuff, but just to fill in the blanks there, that does set up for them to get off on the right foot.
Yeah.
So what does success look like long-term though? Like beyond year one, like what defines Pat Fitzgerald successful at Michigan State if they do what?
In year one?
No, in general. Does he have to win Big Ten titles, make the college football playoff?
I mean, eventually, yes.
How many over how much time? Like, because the way I approached this question was, yeah, what you said, first things first, there's going to be a clear identity. They'll be feisty. They'll be physical. The underdog spirit of MSU matches really well with Pat Fitzgerald, a Midwest guy. I think identity, temperament, all that's a good fit.
All right.
In terms of success, I think 8+ wins becomes kind of where you need to live. And every so often, I said one of every 3 years, you need to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah. So, okay. So, a 3-year plan kind of follows what I was going to say. Year one, I think at a minimum 6 wins, you're bowl eligible. Year two, I would expect that you would be in that 9 win area. Year three, I would expect that you would be in the conversation of being a college football playoff team.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to suggest every year MSU is a playoff team. But I think every third year, so over a 6-year span, you make it twice, right? Fourth in the Big Ten, third or fourth in the Big Ten gets you in every year, you would think, in a 12-team playoff. You win 10-plus games. And then my other question was the rivalry with Michigan. They're 10-10 the last 20. Can he hold the line, hold his own, win one of every two? Is that a fair standard at MSU to win one of every two against your big rival?
I would think so. And that's why I said yesterday I was conflicted, because I think this is a great hire, but I'm mad because I do believe he is a really good football coach. He's going to recruit well. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to be physical, and especially in that game, if you are the more disciplined team, chances are you're going to win it.
Heck, I think State fans would take 4 out of 10.
Okay.
I really do. I mean, the history of the rivalry is that Michigan wins more. You know, you use that 10-10 stat, but what is it, 4 in a row or 5 in a row now for Michigan?
I believe it's 5.
Yeah. So
4. 4.
So, look, Mark D'Antonio was responsible for the stretch where they owned Michigan. I think expecting that would put a too high of a bar. How about this? What if they're Iowa?
I don't think that's good enough.
Iowa showed over the course of the last 30 to 40 years in my life that they're better than State as a program.
It depends the time frame you want to use. Sure. 30. But when's the last Iowa 10-win season?
What if he does? What if he's Kirk Ferentz?
Or Ferentz.
Ferentz.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. That's what we do around here.
I think that is, initially, that would be a very good bar measuring stick for Pat Fitzgerald.
So here's the question. Is being Iowa good enough for Michigan State fans when it comes to Pat Fitzgerald?
I think that's an interesting way of framing it. My gut said no. I mean, I'd have to go back. I don't know the last time Iowa had a 10-win season. Like, MSU's got to have some 10-win seasons with Pat Fitzgerald, I would think. Make a playoff? Iowa hasn't done that, right? Got some response coming in on Pat Fitzgerald and the expectations at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And I do have to make a correction, because, Tom, you were spot on. I spoke too soon. Iowa football might be the blueprint. And MSU fans can tell us if this is good enough. But in the last 10 years, Iowa football has 4 10-win seasons.
Okay, so a little context as well. That was in the Big Ten West.
Some of it, yes.
Some of it. It was all of it. It was in the Big Ten West.
Yeah, I suppose since they've expanded, they haven't gotten to 10.
Right. And so it's a little bit more difficult now, because I think 9 wins is on the table more than 10 wins. Some of those teams that were in the Big Ten West, because you're going to be facing more, or at least a chance to face more of the good teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So I look at Iowa as a program that they're a tough out. You know their identity. They're going to have a very good defense, and it's going to be hard to score points on them. And I think that's the blueprint for State, is to build that toughness that way. But then the D'Antonio formula was get consistent quarterback play.
Right.
And right. Iowa never
that,
has.
Finding that in the portal era is harder. D'Antonio's success is directly correlated to Cousins and
Cook.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the blueprint, because you're trying to go out there and be some flashy program, and that's not what Fitzgerald is.
No, but I think there's going to be a real question. Who is on Fitzgerald's staff? Are they going to have an offense that's consistent? Because at Northwestern, they didn't. The quarterback play at Northwestern was more reminiscent of Iowa. So I think maybe that is the key. Can you be Iowa with a quarterback? Can you win 10 games every few seasons? Can you get to the playoff every 3 or 4 years? That's kind of the blueprint of Iowa football then.
And what was the blueprint for Pat Fitzgerald and those Pat Fitzgerald coach teams? It was develop offensive linemen. What do we know about the Iowa program? Is developing offensive linemen, because you look back at, okay, Rashawn Slater, first round pick, Pete Skoronski, first round pick. Those were all, and I know Pete Skoronski came out after Pat was relieved of duty there, but he is a Pat Fitzgerald guy. So he is a guy that is going to recruit offensive linemen, and I think he'll have a better chance of recruiting better talent. He's not going to just have to develop 2- and 3-star guys. He should be able to attract better talent than that coming out of high school at Michigan State. And now, can he find that quarterback? Can he do it in the transfer portal early on in his tenure there? Can he recruit really good, talented quarterbacks to come in and develop and play at Michigan State?
We got a text that says, as a Michigan fan, I'm jealous of the hiring of Pat Fitzgerald. I truly believe that Fitzgerald will get more out of his players and talent than Sharon Moore can or will.
Well, he's going to have to show. I don't, we'll see. And there's a lot of pressure on Sharon Moore in regards to, you got the number one talent in the country coming out of high school last year. What's he going to be from year one to year two?
I think another thing too is, how does he recruit without having the handcuffs of Northwestern?
Yep.
Meaning the academic handcuffs.
Right.
It's pretty much a fair game up at Michigan State. And I think for Michigan or Michigan State to be really good, you have to recruit Ohio. You got to pluck some guys out of there that don't go to Ohio State. You got to find that 3-star that's getting overlooked because of all the 5-star talent that's down there.
Well, and he should, just like we talk about Michigan and certainly Ohio State, Penn State, like the bulk of your talent should come from Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot of football talent there.
How about you guys let the man coach before you put these huge expectations on him? He's a good coach. He'll level up the program. It just might take time.
Well, the expectations are for the program. I don't care who, insert any coach, insert any next coach.
Whoever MSU hired, you were going to have a bar. You were going to have expectations.
Yeah, you can't tell me that the bar is Jonathan Smith. Okay, just get over that bar.
No. And we're asking where to place it today, by the way. This is an open discussion. But I think if you're going to pay, we'll see what he gets paid, but you're going to commit rev share and NIL dollars, you're not going to go 6-6. You're not going to go 8-4. Well, you're going to have to see a return on investment. So what is that for Michigan State? Understanding this isn't LSU. This isn't Ohio State. Yeah. This isn't Michigan. But what is the standard? Can you hold your own in your rivalry? Can you make the college football playoff every so often? Can you establish an identity for your football team? We're defining that. I think that's what you do when you make a hire, is you have to judge him on some level of standard. What is the standard for MSU football? 248-539-9797. This text says, tell Tom to shove it with the Iowa stuff. State's prime and potential is a whole lot better than Iowa's.
My response to that is, I should have said, that should be the floor.
Okay.
So those are the down. Once he gets established and gets in there and does his thing for 3 years, that should be the floor for the program, and you have rise ups, usually tied to your quarterback.
I'm a Michigan fan, but I'd ask Spartan fans, if Indiana can do it, why can't you? Cignetti has reset the bar for everyone. A school with no tradition is fighting for a national title. Again, if IU can do it, why can't you?
It's really going to come down to, and I mean, this is the NFL, it's college football. You've got to get the quarterback.
Okay, so we can knock down some phone calls as well. We will get you the very best of this Pat Fitzgerald press conference. And obviously, his opening remarks, we'll deliver that to you. What we're not going to do is carry this damn thing live. They're never on time. You got to listen to the president, the AD, coach's wife, the band leader.
Pat themselves on the back.
Right, Sparty will get up there and break wind. So look, just we'll get you Pat Fitzgerald. We're rolling on it. Sit tight. What I want to do is mix this into the conversation that we're having about the Lions. And yesterday we talked about it of like, look, he hasn't signed yet, but here are our initial thoughts. Okay, I'll lay this out and then people can attack me if they want to. You can attack me. I'm not passing the buck on this, Rico. I'm not doing the Stoney and shaking both hands. I don't have a huge response either way to this, meaning I'm not jumping for joy, and I'm not flaming it. I just don't think either of those responses are appropriate. I'm taking it the same way I took the Jonathan Smith hiring, where everyone lauded it, and I went, wait a minute, there are a few problems with this. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I don't like the guy, but here are my concerns. With Fitzgerald, I don't think there is a doubt in my mind. His ability to be a fundraiser, his ability to galvanize the donor base, it absolutely, while this is Sparta thing and predates him, mm-hmm. make no mistake, you're not hiring someone who can't add to this, mm-hmm. who can't get donors to do more. And Michigan State's going to get somewhere in the tune of $400 million Saturday against Duke mm-hmm. from one particular donor. I think until I see his staff and until I hear the words from Jay Batt, Michigan State Athletic Director, that we are going all in on NIL, I can't sit there and act like any coach will work at Michigan State. I need to see those two things. If he goes out and hires his buddies from Northwestern, I'm done. I'll shred it. I'm not having it. But the negatives are what they are, meaning hasn't coached in 3 years, does not have a roster to poach. And again, he was an offensive dinosaur who was very stubborn his last 3 years at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. The good stuff, we won't have to put a mirror under his nose to see if he's breathing. Like
correct.
Jonathan Smith.
Correct.
The imaging does matter. I think Pat Fitzgerald clearly knows the Big Ten, knows Michigan State. I think Fitzgerald knows what it's supposed to look like when every gear is firing mm-hmm. at MSU. Those are all good things.
Yes.
I think he could be a CEO type. But until I see the staff and until I see the NIL commitment that the school is or is not going to make, I don't think it's fair for me to champion it, and I'm sure as hell not going to rip it. I'm fine. Because here's, you know what happens, Rico? Everyone, it's like the NFL draft. You see a mock draft, and you fall in love with a player you really don't know anything about. And then when your team doesn't draft them, you're disappointed. Ask yourself why. Because someone's stupid hot list told you I'm supposed to like this player. It's no different with coaches. Here's a hot list for MSU head coach. And then people fall in love with Bob Chesney, or they fall in love with Alex Golish, and it's like, you don't know an MF-ing thing about
them. But we should have got this guy. He would have helped the team.
Right. Meanwhile, that guy may have taken a dump in your shoe. Mm-hmm. He may not have any interest in your school. So look, I think with MSU, look, is it going to be the most exciting hire for a lot of people? No. It's not sizzle, it's steak. You have to reclaim some floor of what this program is.
Yeah.
But if you intend on winning championships, it is NIL and staff. I got to see it before I can champion it. Now, am I being a cat enthusiast about this?
No, Mike, it's very measured because I think that's how it has to be because gone are the days of, okay, we got this guy and he's going to get 4 years to work this thing out.
Nope.
No, you got this guy and you just found out he has 2 years. And if this doesn't work in 2 years, we're going to be doing this again in yet another 2 years. Everything that you say, I echo. The one thing positive that I do like about Fitzgerald that you didn't say, but and this goes to who your coach is going to be, the O-line, the fact that you have two NFL offensive linemen right now, and Peter Skoronski and Rashawn Slater, two guys that you recruited, two guys you developed, two guys that you have in the NFL. What's been the biggest thing missing for State? The offensive line has been horrible. Quarterback's been getting beat up for the last 5-6 years. Maybe you could solidify that, establish an identity of what the team wants to be. Because I know everybody wants to fun with 7-on-7. You got to be able to run the ball. As you would like to say, you can force your opponent to eat the pizza.
There's one more thing maybe. I don't know if you vibe with this and maybe it's made up. And guys, I'd love your thoughts on this. Being that there are a zillion Spartan grads down here, 248-539-9797. I actually like the idea he's got a huge chip on his shoulder. Look, he won the settlement against Northwestern. I'm not going to deep dive into this, but it's very simple. Very rarely do you have a settlement where you not only settle, but get them to apologize too, and the president and AD basically got launched into space for firing you. He got a ton of money. He didn't get a ton of money for fun. And you got them to apologize. That does not happen. So I think he got screwed by his alma mater. He got tarnished big time. And he got his payout. And this contract, MSU's only paying him $5 million a year.
Yeah.
Now, it's incentive laden.
Which is smart.
But I dig it.
No, Mike, it's a win-win. This is kind of a, Pat, here's your prove-it contract. Because as we know, we'll tear this thing up. If you come out here and you win 10 games next year, yeah, you're going to get a brand new deal. But in the event that this goes south, we're not going to be on the hook for another $31 million to get rid of you. So I like it. It worked out well for both. You're correct. He wanted back in the game. He did not like sitting out on the outside looking in. He felt like, you know what, I was unjustly done, but nobody could touch this man until the settlement was over,
right,
and it just was completed. And then he threw his name back out there. He did the interview with, I think, Reese Davis.
Which I've watched.
I watched it as well.
I'm just measured, Rico.
I think it's
PTSD from a zillion coaches in 6 years.
Bro, you could sit here and say, I took a PhD and I learned all this stuff. You know what? You could play flight simulator all you want. Doesn't make you a pilot.
Well, look at what we just saw. And again, I like the fact this man is 25 years younger. But Bill Belichick thought he was going to go to college football and run this sport and have a GM like Mike Lombardi, and they're terrible. So I'm with you. Look, I think there's an energy. I think there's a chip. There's a familiarity. It checks a lot of the boxes. The last couple years at Northwestern, here's the battle. NIL starts. Does Northwestern have NIL? No. Then it's also Northwestern wants to recruit nerds. Nobody else cares if you can read. I don't care how stringent your standards are. It's very hard for me to justify or rationalize going 4-20 your last 2 years. But he takes this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He comes back with his hair on fire. I can give it a shot. Listen, if these artist renderings are accurate at the stadium, you may get me back. But I'm just, look, I want to know your guys' thoughts.
It's a lot better than the bench and a folding chair.
Oh, man. Oh, the plaza?
That's the plaza.
The plaza looked like a bad Belle Isle.
That's the plaza right there.
Well, it looks unbelievable.
Long way away from gas pumps.
Amen. So look, where are you at with this? And if you're taking a wait and see approach, you're welcome to call and say it. But if you're tuning in to hear me either be Will Ferrell from the SNL skit as a cheerleader or thinking I'm going to throw a chair, it's not happening. I have a little more faith that we have a real president and a real athletic director who understands money versus a Holiday Inn buffet attendant and a mall cop? Yes. Clearly, there's a bleep ton of money getting pumped into athletics, and Spartan Stadium's a part of it, necessary. The football building that they got 90% done, that'll get finished. But I need to see an announcement that some of this money is going to be to buy me an $8 million defensive line. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you could hire Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. You won't win in today's era.
And that's the whole thing is, if you tell me that this man has a budget of, let's just say $20 million to go get players, okay. You can now go and try to land some of the major people out the portal. Because I think that you got to hit the ground running if you're Fitzgerald, because you're not bringing in 12 players from your old school. Oh, by the way, they just did the Fitzgerald 27 jersey.
Oh, God. I'm sure they have the green and white balloons,
there you
too.
Go, buddy.
Is there anything more painful than these press conferences? And it's nationwide. It's nothing to do with just states. Even seeing Lane Kiffin up there with his stupid little jersey.
No, it's ridiculous. Hey, we're great. We're great. You know what? You're great, buddy. No, you're great.
Yeah, and reminder, 2 years ago, every national writer thought Jonathan Smith was great, and then I got trashed for being negative about Jonathan Smith. Oh, okay. 248-539-9797. David, I don't mind your thoughts because you're an enemy weasel. And we do need to get your opinion on this. And then I'll get to the phones. And we've got Paul Serra rolling on the press conference when they get started. We'll get the audio to you hopefully, as close to immediate as we can.
Brother. Hopefully he'll be a little bit more measured than your boy Cookie. So.
What happened?
Oh, he basically was like, Michigan State should just be happy winning 8 games a year. I was like, come on, man. Seriously?
Really?
Be Iowa. Just be Iowa. And I was like,
Okay. I mean, look, he's welcome to that opinion.
No. But I was just like, or you could be the new Indiana and try to win the whole thing. Well, that's just out of the question. You don't have that brand. I'm like, and neither does
Ole Miss. Right. They're in the playoff.
Look at Vandy. Like, they're going for the moon. Like, you don't have to sit around and eat a big brand anymore.
But the difference is Jim is more interested in placating to the Wolverine scum that he works with.
No, that's all. No.
Oh, please, John, like me.
No, here's the thing. John backed me up because he was like, no, that's absolutely right. If you're not trying to win it all, what are you doing?
Every time I want to give up on John, he re-ingratiates himself. Yeah. I don't get it. All right, 97-1. That's Pat Fitzgerald. We're taking your calls on it. We can get back into Lions conversation at 5. It's just simple. Where do you land on it? You know, I'm in a wait and see. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. In today's world, you could hire Archie Bunker. It's about NIL, and it truly is about the staffing. Yes, the coach matters. I'm not being flippant. But you could hire Vince Lombardi, and if he doesn't have the right NIL and the ability to put together an elite staff, you're dead.
Yeah, I mean, he came out. I mean, Fitzgerald said today, with the resources we expect to be provided to us, we plan to compete at the highest level.
Cool. Then they better deliver the way that they didn't deliver for Jonathan Smith.
Correct. I mean, because looking at next year's schedule, yeah, 7 wins, 8 wins is not asking for too much.
And before you yell at Rico, go look at the schedule. They could dump their 4 toughest games and still end up easily 7-5. That's giving you a free loss, too. Now, if you think that's, how can you expect that? Guys, because it's the NFL now. This is government cheese NFL football. That's what college is. You buy your way to success. Sign Texas Tech. Go to Zach, 97.1. Zach, how you doing, boss?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. What's up?
All right. Love the hire. As long as we get assistance, but the way I see it, how are you going to invest $1 billion into stadium renovations and not expect anyone to go there if you're not going to invest in your roster to watch people play?
Agree.
Right?
Agree. That's why it would be a good assumption that they're getting serious.
Correct. And with that seriousness, I think they can compete. I know the Big Ten is one of the two probably best conferences in the country, but I think they're fully, you know, with, it seems like for the first time in years, everybody's aligned between Zach, the president, the AD.
No. And Zach, I'll say this, if you really think about it, he was the head coach at Northwestern when they got approved for an $800 million stadium for Northwestern. And everybody was like, wait, Northwestern's getting a new stadium? Yeah. So he was there for that. Hopefully he'll be here and help raising those monies to get that $1 billion stadium done.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I saw the renderings like everybody else, and after seeing the gas pumps and everything for years, be welcome.
Yeah, if the district taught us anything, renderings aren't the finished product. So show me.
You know what, Mike? For the district.
Show me.
Yeah, I allegedly what? $650 million? Has already been raised, so
yeah, they're gonna get about $400 million. I think it's Saturday for the Duke game. The donor's pretty obvious. No, it's not Ishbia. So yeah, they're 650 of the way there, and you can piecemeal the rest of it, and then it's on them to rock and roll.
How quickly can they start building?
Yeah, hopefully we can catch a game there in our lifetime.
Zach, that's the biggest thing. It's funny. It's like we joke around about it, and Rico laughs at my approach to it. But Zach, I think I'm pretty typical. If you're a Spartan, you're in your 40s, you were there for the bad times and the good. You're done with the current Spartan Stadium experience. You're done with the program. It's on them to bring us back. So show me.
100%. Yep. I have season tickets. Last game I went to was the Boston College. I walked out after overtime. I said, there's no way we're going to overtime with this team. And I kind of had expectations that it wasn't going to be a good season. Didn't really believe in Jonathan Smith. So happy to have some excitement and be back involved in the program.
That's it, Zach. That's what it takes. I mean, no offense to these schools, but a lot of schools all over America have been living on their past for a long time. That doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. You have some choice schools like Nebraska. They'll pack the house no matter what. Why? The poor bastards live in Nebraska. I got nothing else to do. Iowa, same thing. But that program's so hard to watch. The poor kids up there in the hospital don't even want to watch it. They draw the blinds.
No. But you know what?
Don't wave to us. Go run the touchdown play. They've had enough. You can't support that program.
Don't wave to us.
Don't wave. Turn around and score.
But they also, right. They're the professional teams. That's why they can fill their prices. Right. Here, you know what? The dollar is scarce. So you got to pick and choose where you want to spend your money. And lately, more people are spending their money for the Lions down at Ford Field.
Yeah, or go to Paulson's and buy a TV.
Right.
There's my at-home setup. I ain't doing this crap.
Don't wave at us. You know what? I got nothing. You take them to 6. Turn around. Don't look at me. Yeah, I know I'm sick, but score!
Poor kids are fighting for their lives. You're over here celebrating the punter.
You want to make me
come
feel?
Come on.
Want to make me feel better? Score.
Score.
I feel this is wrong. Let's move on.
Go to Dean. 97.1. Dino, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico, first of all, go green.
All right.
And what I mean by go green, I mean go green back. You know, bring the green back, because other than that, nothing's going to work. And when they start floating Fitzgerald's name around, I was not excited because it's obvious. What did you do? You've been gone. You have been competing in this environment. Mike, you said he was going to win the press conference regardless, and he won the press conference, but it's not what you say, it's what you do, and he can only do with what you got. So like you said, show me the money, bring the staff around, then you'll get me back excited. I have not been excited in a long time. The last 10 years, we've only had two good seasons. The rest was crap. And
correct.
It's just and I can care less about that stadium because I probably go to one game a year. Like you said, the home entertainment experience is too good, and I don't want to waste a whole day going to a game. But if they're going to put that kind of money to facilities and what they talk about, the student-athlete experience and whatever that means, you better have NIL money behind that in a real, real way. And that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and look, ultimately, Dean, I understand. Believe me, you know, the stadium is not very important to 90% of fans. It's a part of what your program is. I think there's a level you have to attain. And what I got tired of, a lot of people I know that are still ticket holders, donors, you know, you're tired of seeing, why does Missouri have a better stadium? Why is Wake Forest designing a $250 million athlete village? Wake Forest, they have 2,500 students. I mean, it's so you get tired, or as Rico put it, Northwestern. Dean, the school has been in dereliction of duty as it would pertain to facilities for a long time. I mean, they did what? It was 2004. They did the one side of the stadium. They never got to the other side. So by the time you do the other side, the other thing's out of date. Yep. Oh, but we got artisanal pretzels outside of Section 8.
Oh, there. It took a while. I was wondering.
But here's the other thing, and this is where Fitzgerald, the alignment we talk about. You had basically a 7-year run where you had a buffet attendant as an AD in Beekman and a mall cop as an AD in Alan Haller. That's not major sports CEO guy. It's not. So now you have Jay Batt, who did crazy stuff at G-Tech. Okay, show me. Because this is a harder job, Jay.
Well, you got
this ain't the ACC.
I think you got Jay Batt, who it's embracing the fact that it's all about the money. It's not about the honor. It's not about any of that stuff.
There is no honor. It's boats and hoes.
And I think that's been the difference between the last ADs and Batt. He gets it. It's money. You got to spend the money in order to get these guys here.
Everything I read, and this is a problem. Well, yeah, they want to, you know, Batt was on this committee for NIL and they got Deloitte involved. And it's like, you know what? Schools aren't listening to that. And neither should you. I'm tired of MSU with this whole, well, you know, we want to try to be good about things. Why? What's the point?
Yeah, there's no honor. There's no, well, we did it the right way. What's the right
way? Yeah, nice job. Nice job with the whole NCAA thing. The NCAA put you over a barrel, right, and they fluffed Michigan's pillow. What the hell's the difference?
Right. Well, I mean, you got out of paying of coach, so.
Fair.
Abdul Carter.
Nope. 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 You're out of line. That's please. All I wanted was Mason Graham. Instead, we drafted a guy who's busy watching boobies at team meetings. What the hell's going on here?
He's still got Carter. He's good. He's good. Didn't he get a sack last night?
He's been benched 2 weeks in a row, and you find out that he's Mel Tucker in a team meeting? Well, what, are you kidding me?
I mean, you know.
No, you just turn his mic off.
Keon Coleman's been benched, and he still came back and scored a touchdown.
Keon Coleman stinks. Now I got to transition to telling you about Hungry Howie's. There's really no easy way to do it. Go buy some pizza. There.
Why, you know what? While you're missing your games, you can order a pizza.
There you go.
Team meetings. Order a pizza.
All right. Ready to roll on a Wednesday. Good to have everybody with us. We got a lot of ground to cover, but we do. We are all Lannisters. We settle all our debts. We have a brewing issue here at the station that requires a little bit of time to start the show today. It is Rico Beard versus Jim Costa, or maybe to put it in a better term, Jim Costa versus Spartan Nation. Rico, I would like you to begin this because you committed a party foul.
I did.
You angrily texted another host during their show.
His
take was so patronizing. It was so asinine. You felt a need to disrupt his show.
You know what? I did, and I apologized to him afterwards and said, I committed a cardinal sin. I text you and had a conversation during your show. I apologize for that. I do not apologize for what I said to you, though. But I said to you, I believe wholeheartedly. So I'm sitting around, I'm in class, and I'm listening to their show as my students are working on their projects.
It beats what Abdul Carter was listening to.
All right. Abdul Tucker. All right, so Cookies is talking about expectations for Jonathan Smith in Michigan State. And it was Cookies and John and Gov, and Cookies was like, well, you know, just, you know, you should be Iowa football, 8-4. And, you know, occasionally you may actually get a shot at the playoffs, but just 8-4 is good enough for you. Be Iowa football. That's where they should be. And I'm waiting for somebody else to chime in, and they're like, yeah, Iowa's a good comp. And I'm like, Iowa is not a good comp. What? Iowa? I'm like, that was the most condescending pat on the head I've ever heard from you, Cookies. He's like, how was it a pat on the head? I'm like, why not the next Indiana? Why can't they be the next Indiana? That's not right. You can't be Indiana. Why not? Indiana turned this thing around in 2 years.
Can you be Vanderbilt?
Right. There's so many teams that with the portal and the right, going after the right players and spending the right amount of money, you don't have to sit there and just be slightly above average for, and that's good for you. I'm like, no, that is not good. Like, Cookies, seriously, you are so wrong on this. I'm like, they could easily go after and try to beat Indiana. I knew I was on to something when John then said, because then he read the text on the air, and John was like, well, he's actually right. If you're not going to try to win, what are you doing? I'm like, under Cookies, just be happy being little brother, being 8-4, and don't settle, you know, don't thrive for anything else. And that's cute. And I'm like, if that's the case, then Pat Fitzgerald can pack his bags, go back to Chicago, and just, as you would like to say, Mike, just burn the whole thing down.
All right, so then maybe the way to phrase this is the following. In today's college football, not yesterday's, and not tomorrow's, just where we stand today, what are Spartan fans allowed to strive for? What are the guardrails? Because I'm just of the belief, and you guys know this, it's prestige worldwide. It's boats and hoes. If you have the money, it gives you a chance. And if you don't have the money, you have no chance. Mm-hmm. The money doesn't guarantee anything. So let's save that phone call. But if you have the money.
Hey, look at Miami.
Once again, though.
I'm just saying, I can hear that now. Miami spent money.
Yeah. Right. And they also have an idiot who coaches their team. Mario Cristobal's terrible. The point I'm making is if you don't spend the money, you're dead. Can Spartan fans, look, think about it this way. Pat Fitzgerald got on the podium yesterday and talked about winning championships. Mm-hmm. Do Spartan fans have a right to say that, yes, we, like, because here's where I laugh at what Jim said. Basically, he's saying Spartan fans can't hope to be the fourth best team in the Big Ten. Big Ten's going to get four teams most years. Now, this year, the Big Ten was poop. Mm-hmm. This Big Ten was awful. But most years, fourth place gets you in, right?
Right.
Okay. If you can't have those hopes, why do you have a program?
Exactly.
If tomorrow, Purdue had a mystery astronaut benefactor who wanted to bring Purdue back to its glory, they exhume the body of Joe Tiller, and they stuff a helmet on Drew Brees, mm-hmm. Purdue would have every right to believe they could be a playoff team.
Exactly.
So I would like to know from people, and hell, if you're a Michigan fan, let's party. Tell me what MSU's allowed to strive for. Let's have some fun for a second, because maybe I'm a babe in the woods.
No, because for everybody who tells me, well, you can't, what Indiana did is unrealistic, except for I'm watching it happen in real time. Indiana football was never, let me say this for the people in the back, never a powerhouse in football in the Big Ten.
Take Indiana out of it. How about this? This will be a better discussion if you take Indiana out. Okay. Because Indiana triggers people. And while no, I don't expect Pat Fitzgerald to walk in and make the playoff next year. No. Use Texas Tech.
Okay.
Texas Tech simply got together and said, we're going to outspend. And we're going to get where we need to go. And they bought a $7 million defensive line. They're going to win the Big 12. They're two touchdown favorites over BYU. They're going to the playoff. Why can't you be Texas Tech? Like, just answer the question. Like, look, we're living in a time last night, this year's Bryce Underwood, the number one quarterback in America, decommitted from Georgia to play for Vanderbilt. If that's not a sign of the times, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you're not allowed. Vandy shouldn't have hopes and dreams. Just, you're Vandy. And, you know, just be 7-5 and be happy with that. I just thought that was the most condescending thing he has ever said. It was like, and he believed it. Like, no, dude.
What Jim is saying is win 8 games a year and every 3 or 4 years cycle up and maybe hope to make the playoff. I don't think that is good enough. No. I don't think anyone would be happy with that. And as long as there are no rules, and as long, look, if right state there. Is going to put the money into the program, look, if they don't put the money into the program, yes, be happy being Iowa. But by all accounts, the money is flying into the program. Well, then what's the money for? It has to result in winning things of substance. Mm-hmm. Let's flip it this way. If you agree with what Costa said, then you agree with how Brad Holmes is building the Lions just to be consistently good. You don't want to pursue championships.
I don't have the drop board over here, but that was worthy of a chair drop right there.
I mean, that's really what you're signing on for.
No, you are.
Am I right?
The consistency of good. Never great. Just good.
David, why don't you tell us?
Stay relevant.
As our big brother, why don't you tell us? What is it, Team Cookies or Team Rico? You know, is the ceiling the roof, as Michael Jordan would say, Jim Costa? Or is Rico saying, shoot for the stars?
No, you should be able to shoot for the stars. Michigan State, you can correct me if I'm wrong, when it was much harder to get into the playoff, 14 playoff, Michigan State was one of, I believe, 3 Big Ten schools to represent the Big Ten. You had Ohio State and you had Michigan. So I think with that, that tells you, yes, you can do this. If you invest what you need to invest in the program, they can be that again.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with striving for that.
And I cited that, and he was like, no, just be consistent. Be Iowa. You get 4 wins. You go to bowl games. And I was like, what? This isn't football 30 years ago. No. At this point, you're trying to make the playoffs. And if you are not making the playoffs, then you've made a poor decision as a coach and as a university, because that's the goal now, to be one of the 12 teams. It's why you're seeing the Miamis and the Notre Dames and all of these teams getting angry, because they feel like they're being cheated and being left out, because they realize it's all about being in the playoffs. And if you don't make the playoffs, sorry to all the chambers of commerce out there,
sure,
no one really cares about your bowl games.
Now I will tell you, I miss that there were levels of happiness. In the old college football, pre-COVID, there were levels of happiness.
New Year's Day bowl.
Hey, these are the bowl rankings. Mm-hmm. Bowls in certain locales were better, more respected. There was something.
If you could make it to a Florida bowl.
Like, there was something about the logo that, yes, it was invariably better to go to the Peach Bowl in the New Year's Six than it was to go to the Outback Bowl. But there were levels. Hey, we had an 8-win year and beat our rival. We didn't get the ultimate prize, but this is good. What's happened now, and this is a conversation for Michigan fan as well. In the old days, a 9-3 season with a freshman QB would be celebrated. Mm-hmm. Right now, half these people want to get rid of their coach. Because if you don't make the playoff, what did you even bother doing? So this is kind of the new era where I do miss the old way. Like, if you told me State was going to have a floor of 8 wins a year and every couple of years be good, the old days, I would have said, I'll take it. I'll take it because you're relevant, you're in the mix, I can get to November maybe with an outside shot of conference championship, and then I falter. But now I can't accept that because of, Rico, you and I both know there's going to be what, 40? 50, 60 new players at MSU next year? Mm-hmm. I'll have to learn about it. I'll have to learn it all over
again. We'll do the quiz all over again.
The old days, you were willing to tolerate a 2012 because you had played for the Big Ten Championship in 11. You needed to find a quarterback in 2012. They never settled on it. Maxwell was terrible, mm-hmm, but you were developing guys. Mm-hmm. You saw the defense in 12 that would lead you in 13.
Right.
The Max Bullas and the Isaiah Lewis's and the rest.
You stumbled into a quarterback because everybody got hurt.
There's the other key. You just nailed this. Tony Lippett wouldn't exist today. Jeremy Langford wouldn't exist. They'd leave. Mm-hmm. So that's where Cookie's opinion is so flawed. But to me, look, I don't care about the Indiana thing. If you want to say Indiana is unattainable, I actually agree with you. Meaning, if you hope to be that, that's fine. If you expect it, that's not fine.
Right.
But to tell State fans they should not aspire to be more than Iowa, i.e., if we're rebuilding our stadium and if we're pumping tens of millions into NIL, guys, then what are you playing for? 248-539-9797. It's Team Rico or Team Cookies. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.